Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains to Fill God's Prayer House, where prayer, praise, healing, and deliverance will take place. Join us every Tuesday as we praise the Lord and bring you the Word of God. Call in with your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Pastor Rob, would you please open the prayer line up with prayer?
Gracious and merciful Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, O Lord, we come led of the Holy Spirit, O Lord, opening up tonight, Father God. Just thank you for this glorious day, Father God. Thank you for life through your Son, Jesus the Christ. Father God, just thank you for this opportunity right now, Father God, to come in fellowship, Father God, come in high times right now, Father God, to be fed of the Holy Spirit, Father God. Thank you for the shepherd tonight, Father God, is going to feed your sheep, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the salvation, Father God, and the full armor of God tonight, Father God, to fight against the enemy in spiritual warfare tonight, Father God. Father God, we ask that all homes will be blessed tonight, Father God. All minds will be open tonight, Father God, to be fed, and all hearts will receive your word tonight, Father God. We ask that we all be covered tonight, Father God, and be led to your righteousness, Father God, as we are covered in the blood of your Son, Jesus the Christ. And all of God's saints said amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We have a prayer line service twice a week. You can call in and listen live on Tuesday or Wednesday night. The Tuesday night number is the number we're on this evening, and that's 858-357-9137 at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. also Pacific Standard Time. Every second and fourth Sunday at 2:15 p.m., you can listen live on the Wednesday night number. Special prayer requests can be emailed to fghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. If the Tuesday night number has any interference, please remember to use that Wednesday night number as a backup. Full Gospel House of Prayer Second Extension meets every second and fourth Sunday at 1:30 p.m. The next dates for service are October 13th, this upcoming Sunday, and October 27th. The address is 2800 West Rumble Road, that's RUMBLE, in the city of Modesto, California, inside the multipurpose room. If you're in the area or you have friends or family in the area, invite them out. It's now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less. And please remember, mute your phones when you're not speaking. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor. It's Brother Ray. I got one.
Okay.
Been praying for my daughter to open up to God more, get into more prayer. Last week, she went into her driving permit test. She was kind of anxious about it, and I told her, don't worry. I said, God's got you. I said, you know everything. I said, if you get in any kind of doubt, I said, just sit back, take a breather, and pray to God. I said, God will get you through it. So while she was taking her test, she noticed that she was missing a lot of answers. She asked God, God, give me the knowledge to pass this test. I know that you're here with me. I know the information. And instantly the computer shut off. She walked up to the lady at the DMV and told the lady, so don't worry, it probably didn't save, so let me give you a written test. So she hands her a written test, and my daughter ends up passing the test with no other issues. And she was just so excited and so happy that God actually revealed himself to her, and she's seen it. And just the joy that overcame that moment for her, I just thank God for revealing himself to her, and now it's strengthening her faith even more.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
I do. Pastor, you prayed about me getting or keeping my my position as a bus driver, the route that I had. And God did exactly just that. I was able to keep my route. But during that route change or around that bidding time, held on to the word that God had put out there. And what they did was they put out, they gave everybody a sheet of paper and they said, in case you don't get the route that you want, here's five of the backup routes that you can choose from. So I just continued to trust and believe God, and I put down just the route that I was believing God for. I didn't put down any other route. I had coworkers that asked me, why didn't you put down something else? I said, no, this is the route for me. Come bidding time, there was a lot of people, a lot of seniority. Everybody was, I saw other drivers have their route snatched from them. And a new driver that had got up to do the bid right before me, she came out and she said, I was thinking about taking your route, but I knew it was yours. Through all that, trusting and believing God, God preserved that route just for me, just as the prayer. All I had to do was just believe, and I got my route.
Praise the Lord. That's a testimony, Brother Jerome. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimonies, we're going to go into the Word of God. I have a testimony. I want to thank everyone that's supporting Kingdom Work for this particular body. We're getting ready for our coat giveaway and feeding the homeless and giving them hygiene products. And Sister Penny is over that particular part. And we have all kinds of assistance to people to assist her. And it's been so greatly moved, and the Spirit of God has really blessed that particular part of the ministry. So it's because of your help. And I really thank God for you for supporting and helping the needed at a time they can't support themselves. So thank you so much. Father, in the name of Jesus, this word is so divinely appointed by you, the Holy Spirit. From the beginning to the end, there will be no interference because of the blood. We thank you, Holy Spirit. There's an appointment you have with an elect people this night by your word. So we come tonight to the throne room that we can obtain mercy and find grace to help us in the name of Jesus, because Jesus of Nazareth is passing us. Father, we thank you that you're not passing us by, but you're coming close to us, and it's our God. This is such a great hour for your elect, and I give you praise for it in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Proverbs, the 18th chapter, verses 20 and 21, and Matthew 12, verses 36 and 37. Again, Proverbs 18, verse 20 and 21, Matthew 12, 36 and 37. When you get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
This word is for deliverance for people tonight, that this night intercessory prayer will be for you. The words that is not has been spoken over your life that has been harmful, has been a hindrance, has been disencouragement, has been despair, has been sent to destroy, not to help, to hinder, not to heal, to humiliate, to impact your life. This word is for you tonight. And what people, many times when they have not gotten deep into the word, don't realize sometimes that the word creates, it's a force that creates, and it's constantly moving, whether good words or bad words, it's constantly moving. And words cause an impact on our lives. It shapes our beliefs and our behaviors. And the word brings changes to those mistakes you have made. Because we all make mistakes. But the word brings forth a change. So this word is encouragement, divinely appointed for you. You that need words to be uprooted tonight. And how do words become uprooted? By coming against it with God's word, what God's word say about you. And so this word tonight, you have to remember, saints of God, words are always working, whether for you or against you. When we don't see change, that doesn't mean the word is not working. The word is constantly working. And Brother Jerome, it's a testimony because of the word. He called me, and he began to explain how they were going to be it. And he has a very good route because the Spirit of God prophesied that job, prophesied he was going to pass, prophesied that even though he was going through a place where everything seemed to be in a drought, prophesied that he was going to come through the drought, and then here come the bidding. So God encouraged me to tell him, bring the paperwork in. We're going to lay hands on the paperwork, and by faith, speak a word over this paperwork. And all you have to do is believe, Jerome. That's all God spoke to him. You got to believe. Saints, it's so important to believe. When you don't believe God's word, it hinders, it stops the word from operating. And there's so many people who say they believe, but when it comes, when they don't see things, when calamity comes, or when they're distressed, they start speaking things that's contrary to what God has for them. And so what that does, it counsels your word. It totally calls the word not to be effective. So this word tonight will be sent by the word, by the Holy Ghost, to stop earth disturbers. That means, what is an earth disturber? Someone interferes with words over your life. Someone that's speaking and causing disorder in your life. Someone full of commotion, interferes with peace and quiet, who gets a hindrance to your life. They're speaking words to hold your life up. And God is not pleased with that. And that's why God so loves us tonight. He wants us to intercede and pray and agree with his word tonight to stop the words that earth disturbers have sent out against you. And this word, by the Holy Ghost, in his word, will uproot, will annihilate those bad words. It will remove them, blot them out. It will cause them to be, what, evicted. But you got to believe. All things are possible for him who believes. If you don't believe, and because you, and with your eyes, don't see change, you can't receive. That's not faith. Faith is believing when I don't see it. Faith is believing when I can't touch it. Faith is believing when all types of bullets are sent out against me. Faith is standing on what God's word says for you. Proverbs 18:20-21, please.
A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
This is so powerful. Those who speak a word must speak a word of what? Of life. And if you continuously to let anything interfere with your word, if what happened? Consequences come with every unbelieving word, every doubting word. There's a consequence going to follow that. The word does what? It preserves life or it destroys. It's an impact on your life, your word. You must choose your word wisely. It's a preserver. It destroys. and consequences follow the word, good or bad. It's a result. It's an effect. It's an action. It's repercussion. It's a chain reaction. Words develop good or bad. And so many times, I'm not letting anyone rain on my parade. What am I saying? When the Spirit of God said, I'm going to do this thing, I shall do it. And you listen to nonsense conversation that's not effective, and it get in your ear, it get in your mind, you got to eject those words. You can't allow those words to stop your faith. It's a hindrance, saints of God. So when people begin to speak nonsense after a word been prayed, you don't play with nonsense. You don't play with foolishness. It's foolishness. You don't play with something that's unbelief. It's going to hinder you. You don't nurse that spirit. You don't play with that spirit. You renounce that spirit. You evict that spirit. You eliminate that spirit. And so many people feed on the emotion of some person speaking nothing but gloom and doom. I'm encouraging you tonight. You, by your spirit, by your mouth, by the Holy Ghost, must extract that spirit. You must pull them weeds up. Why? It will affect you. You got to blot them out with the word of God. Life and death. If somebody's speaking death after you done prayed a prayer of faith, that spirit, that's a spirit. Don't want them to have anything and want you to be snared. It's a spirit, saints of God. And so many people, after I'm praying a prayer with someone, then that person calls them back because calamities is coming in their life and want you to hear that nonsense. When you have prayed the prayer of faith and you believe for them, they are canceling out their word. They are canceling out their deliverance. And you cannot feed that spirit, saints of God. It's a hindrance. It's a spirit that keep you in lack, that keep you in a place where you can't go forward. It's time to go forward, and don't take it personally. People take things personally. Jesus took nothing personally, because the word of God moves when there is what? Faith. When there is belief. Matthew 12:36-37, please.
But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy word thou shalt be justified, and by thy word thou shalt be condemned.
This is so powerful. It wraps it up. So on judgment day, everyone will have to give account. We all have to give account of every useless word that we have spoken, everything that doesn't bring life. We all got to give account. Your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your friend cannot stand in your place. You can stand in your own place. Your words will be used to judge you, to declare you either innocent or guilty. Every idle word. And so many times, I'm talking about believers. You know the world does that. They began to speak foolish words over their life. Oh, I'm so sick. I feel like I'm going to die. What? Oh, look like I'm losing my mind. What? Oh, this pain is so severe. I feel like I'm having a heart attack. What? You're speaking death. Oh, I don't think I'm ever going to get out of this situation. I'm always going through a negative. What? Oh, my children are so out of control. I don't think they're going to ever get right. What? You're speaking death. You're not speaking life. Causing your children's life to be hindered. Causing your life to be hindered. We have to be carefully, be wise how we speak of what we say. We can't use idle words. You got to run from those spirits. Resist the devil. And the word of God says he shall flee from you. You cannot be caught up. That's a snare, saints of God. When anyone is around me designed to destroy a person's character or begin to say things that they don't know part of it, I get the heck out of Dodge. I say, uh-uh. I don't, that's not my business. I don't know about the details of all this, and I'm not going to listen to that. It's not going to get in my ear. It's not going to get in my mind. I'm not going to perceive anything about no one that I don't understand. Or God is saying, it's none of your business, Beatrice. Find you some business. And people that do those kind of things, I call them earth disturbers. Why? They're disturbing someone's life. They interfere with somebody's peace. They're causing disorder in somebody's life. They're causing commotion because every word they're saying is going out into the atmosphere. It's causing an impact on that person's life. And so many people have caused impact on people's lives. It's so sad, saints, but it's the truth. I'm not talking about the world. I'm talking about the church. The word of God said judgment will first begin in the house of God. I'm talking about the church. When people come into the church, they come in to get encouraged. They come in the church where God will give revelation, reveal himself by his word to that individual, saying, I want to bless you. I want to bring you out of this. I desire to do something great for your life. That is nothing but encouragement. Total encouragement, saints of God. And encouragement impact our lives. Encouragement give us hope that God loves me in spite of my mistakes, in spite of my wrongdoing. God loves me. And he sent a word that's changing my life. Then some earth disturber comes in and try to tear that person down. The Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. The Lord is against it in Jesus' name. And that's why my heart breaks when I see earth disturbers moving with their mouth, their ideas and their thoughts, to bring harm and an impact on someone's life. Because it's not God's love. It's not God's word. God's word restores. God's word works. God's word is medicine. God's word brings a change. I don't care how many months you prayed and you waited, how many weeks go by, and it looks like it hasn't appeared. Don't you stop speaking the word of God over your life. Don't you stop speaking the word of God over your life. There's life over everything that come out of your mouth. Those words bring life to your situation. Those words changes everything. Those words have an impact on your life. Those words, hallelujah, covers mistakes. That's why I constantly tell people, choose your word wisely. I gave Jerome some scriptures because I didn't want Tamara to go through all those scriptures. Psalms 101 and 7. Please read Jerome. If Jerome is not there.
101 and 7 is, he that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight.
This is so profound, and it's God's word. He that worketh deceit will not dwell in God's house, and a liar will not tarry in his sight. So this is encouragement for you tonight. If you're doing all you can to stand, and there's deceit that's impacting your life tonight, and there's liars have tried to destroy your character tonight. This word is saying a liar will not tarry in his sight, and a deceitful person will not dwell in his house. You don't have to do nothing tonight but stand on the word of God. The word of God avenge you of every word that has gone out against you. It's so powerful, saints of God, tonight. I want you to be encouraged tonight. I remember this happened over maybe 20 years ago, maybe 19 years ago. We had the church now 19 years here in Sacramento. And this person back east that I became a friend with through someone else, had never met this individual. Right now, they are very God, because of their humility, God has used them powerfully. They have a mega ministry right now. But at that time, they were living in a room. They were humble before God. And we just would pray. They lived in another state. And so this individual said, I want to come out and be a blessing to you, Pastor Smith. Didn't have a job. And I was preparing to send them a ticket and do the things that I usually do to help people. And this individual was so caught up in faith, knowing that God was sending them. I'm thinking it's for the church, but it was not. It was for me. This person bought their airline ticket, paid for their own lodging, and bought them a rental car and rented them a car. They come to the church with a very different ministry. Even to this day, they have a different ministry. But it's so powerful, it just has blown up. It's worldwide now. So they came to the ministry to preach. And this person looked around at me and said, Pastor Smith, God wants you to stop putting out fire. You're not a fireman. You're a woman of God. And that went into my heart, thanks to God. I want you to be encouraged tonight. The word is from the pulpit to the door. Nobody is excused. He said, you're not a fireman, Pastor Smith. You're a woman of God. And you need to stop putting out fires. God don't need you to be a fireman. He know how to go into a place and avenge every adversary. I fell on my knees and I began to say, thank you, God. Why? Because I was vocally, when I seen an earth disturbing the church, we asked them, please remove yourself and find you a place to worship. There's churches on every corner in Sacramento. Find you one, because you are spoiling a whole crate of apples. That wasn't my job to do. I was putting out fire, thanks to God. Spirit of God slayed me and laid me out. And I repented, because I was not a fireman. I tell you, the Holy Spirit is full of fire. And he said, I will avenge you of every adversary. You don't have to do nothing but walk in love, pray the prayer of faith, and keep on trucking. And everything that is against you this night, I'm telling you, I went through it, and I thank God he purged me. He will do what you cannot do for yourself. And this is the word tonight. To stop everything that's hindering your healing, everything that has you in despair, everything that's hindering your health, everything that's bringing an impact on your life. I'm talking about words. Words does these things. Words bring suggestion. Words drift and attach itself to hinder, to harm, to humiliate. But this is a time of deliverance. The word is medicine for your soul tonight. Proverbs 4:20-22, Jerome.
My son, attend to my words, incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh.
The word is health to all your flesh. The word is medicine tonight, saints of God. The word is medicine, is health to your flesh when you find them. That's what this word is saying. We're going to stand on the word of God. There's health to you. It's health, it's encouragement to you. It brings an impact on your life to help you, to heal you, not to harm you, to encourage you, and not to humiliate you. I'm standing on the word of God tonight, that the word of God uproots everything tonight. They have been sent out to annihilate your life, to cause your life to be in a place where the impact is not good. But when the word of God uproots, it blots out, it abolishes, it removes, it will eject, expunge, and eliminate anything that's working against you tonight. If you can believe, I don't care how many weeks goes by, how many months goes by, you stand believing to receive. I think that's Matthew 11 and 12. You believe, you believe, you believe, until what? It's manifestation. This is what I'm encouraging you tonight. There are so many bad words that's zooming over people's lives, and they're clueless. But the Holy Spirit's not clueless. It hears, it sees every heart and every word that's going out of our mouth. The Holy Ghost sees it. We can't see it. Holy Ghost sees it. It's nothing hidden from God. And so when you are a true intercessor, you're going to pray words that bring what? Help! Words that heals. Words that bring deliverance. Words that open doors. We was in a prayer circle there in Mobile, and Sister Cindy, God spoke a word over Sister Cindy in that circle. And I talked with her today, and she said that word manifest, but it was spoken in Mobile, Alabama. God began to let me see what the devil was going to do to send out words that will come against this mighty thing that God done in her life. And so the Spirit of God, he spoke a word over Sister Cindy in that circle. He said the spirit of trickery will be stopped by his word. Now that was when? A couple of weeks back. But the Spirit of God stopped trickery by his word 2 days ago. What am I saying, saints of God? When God allow his word to come out of your mouth to help, to heal, and to deliver, which is the will of God, every negative thing, I want you to be encouraged tonight. The word would what? Weed out, expunge, and eliminate. But you have to believe. Sister Cindy didn't go around saying, what is that about? She said, I believe. That's all she said, I believe. She didn't try to go and pick out and dissect and fumble with that. She said, I just believe. And what happened? Because she believed, God stopped the earth disturbing. God stopped the trickeries of Satan. So this is a word of encouragement as we go before the throne room. And unbelief can't enter into the throne room. Doubt can't enter into the throne room. Earth disturbers can't enter into the throne room. we have to come unto God with a clean heart, with the right spirit, and the right attitude to find what? Help in the time of need, saints of God. There are so many needs that God himself have to meet for you. You can't do it for yourself. That's why he's Lord. That's why he's the custodian of our lives. That's why he's the caretaker. He did it all on the cross. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, Pastor. My prayer request is that the enemy is coming against my health, my eyes, and I've been exercising, doubling up, sometimes tripling up every day. And so I just want prayer that shame to be stopped.
Okay, sweetie. Anyone else have need of prayer tonight? If there is any more prayer requests, this word is the word of deliverance. Now, what is nothing personal? It's the God's word, saints of God. And God's word is medicine, is health. I don't care what kind of words have gone out against you to create something that's not good for you. 2 Corinthians 10 and 5 says, to cast down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bring into captivity. Listen to that. Bring into captivity everything to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Every imagination, every high thing, anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and his word. He said, his word, bring that thing into captivity. The word of God take a hold of that thing, that word. It captures that word. It makes that thing obey the will of God in your life, saints of God. It's so powerful. It's not about shouting. It ain't about yelling and jumping over hoops. It's just standing on the word of God. Standing on the word of God, believing the word of God. Not being moved, not changing your mind, not allowing anyone to change your mind. Resist the devil, he will flee from you. Not allowing yourself to be snared by the tricks of Satan. And the tricks of Satan is to come in with some foul spirit to destroy someone, to bring someone down, to talk against someone, to highlight their mistakes. When everyone have made mistakes, if you are born in this earth, you have made mistakes, and you cannot point your finger at no one tonight. We cannot judge anyone tonight with our tongue. I don't care how pretty we look. I don't care how much money we have. I don't care what type of degrees we have. I don't care what neighborhood we live in. I don't care what you have. You have made mistakes, and you can't put down nobody. You can't humiliate nobody. Because the word of God said that judgment would fall upon you. And so your words must be words to heal. Your words must come in a place to be so powerful that people's mistakes are changed by you praying the word of God over their life, by you standing in agreement with what God has good for them. That's what I do. I must stand in agreement with what God has good for you. And I'm not letting no one change my mind. I'm not letting no one bring no garbage to me. I am not a garbage disposer. You are not a garbage disposer tonight. You resist that spirit so God can bless you. So God can bring you out. Father, I thank you tonight. We are to be people to choose your word. Wise people choose your word to bring life. A wise person does that, Father. And because you've given us wisdom, you gave us the authority through your name, through the name of Jesus. Believe in God's word, how he used his son. It's the name of Jesus. The devil trembles at the name of Jesus. It's in your name tonight. And we have to be attached to your name, believing everything your word says. It's your name that does the work. No human can do this. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Father, we come tonight in a humility at your feet tonight. I don't want to get above your feet, Father Jesus, because if I fall, I won't have to fall too far. Come on, I'm already down. Oh, Father, tonight, I come in agreement with your word for your people, oh God, those that have words sent out against them, words, hallelujah, that have caused disencouragement and despair, words with energy to destroy, not to help, words to hinder, not to heal, words to harm and to bring an impact on their lives tonight. I agree with your word tonight, Psalms 101 and 7, because your house, O God, will not hold deceit or liars. And Father, I thank you tonight that the power of the word will go forth in power tonight through your name. Your word goes to uproot every word, O God, that's caused these horrible things to bring an impact on people's lives. People don't even realize why things are not changing, why things are going in the sense, in the ways they are going, how things are constantly revolving around them that's not good. It's because a word been sent out against them tonight. But in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that divine name, that holy name, Jesus of Nazareth, the Almighty God, I come in the authority of using your name tonight to uproot everything, God, that's working against your people with a word, to annihilate every word, to demolish every word, to blot out every word tonight, that your name remove and purge anything, God, that's hindering your people tonight, that the Spirit of God move on their behalf by your word. If your word is uprooted, those powerful things that seem to be working against them, those dark things, if your word uprooted, those words are canceled and they are not effective tonight. I send the word of God that the Spirit of God, the blood of Jesus, will send those words into dry places tonight. If those words that has been against them go into dry places tonight, the root will wither, the words will dry up and become seedless tonight in Jesus' name and bear no fruit from this night forth. And God, I stand on it by faith in the name of Jesus. Sister, place your hand over your eyes. The sister that's having a problem, no discomfort in her eye. I know who you are. I remember your voice. And God's going to do a work for you, sister, because of your giving to the helpless and to the homeless and those needs. Now God opened doors for you. I want you to be encouraged tonight, my sister. He didn't begin a good work in you not to complete it. He's a God of completion. Your life is going through a process of completion. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for your word. Your word to be attached to my sister I tonight. In the name of Jesus, that the Spirit of God will move over eyes, God. I thank you, Jesus. Her eyes are not in darkness tonight, because the Spirit of God moving her eye to restore perfect sight in her eyes. I want you to believe, sister. I stand in your word, God. Isaiah 32 and 3. You say the eyes of them that see shall not be dim. Father, I loose your word over her eyes. The eyes of them that see shall not be dim. Father, I thank you tonight that the spirit of dimness loose her eyes in the name of Jesus. The eyes be clear in Jesus' name. that the Spirit of God come against any darkness in our eyesight in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God restore perfect sight in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Jesus went and opened blind eyes. When the blind man was crying out and they tried to shut him up, Jesus came to that man, stooped, anointed his eyes. His eyes became clear. Father, I thank you for your anointing to move over this sister's eyes and bring help to her eyes in Jesus' name. Any place that she experienced health issues, that the Spirit of God move into those places. You say, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. Father, you say, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. I thank you for your healing virtues to go into those places, O God, to the marrows of her bones, to go into those places, O God, make healthy by your word tonight in the name of Jesus. I stand agreeing with your word, God, because she's a kingdom seeker and she's a kingdom giver. And you said, seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all things shall be added. She needs these things added tonight. By faith, she believed. I am in agreement with her because she believed. Father, I thank you for the spoken word has gone out into the airways tonight. And anything that's drifting out there that's harmful, that the spirit of the word have caused that spirit to come into the captivity of Jesus Christ tonight over your people. The divine appointment over them tonight by the Holy One of Israel from the beginning to the end. In Jesus' name, that nothing will stop their blessings tonight because a good word has gone over their life. A word to restore. A word to work for their good. A word that is medicine for them to go in every place that needs to be touched and healed by the spoken word of God. The word will be effective to their life tonight entirely in Jesus' name. You spoke a word and the world began. The world was formed by a spoken word. I send your word by this night in Jesus' name, that everything that's out of line line up with the word of God tonight. Everything that's been sent out against them that's been negative, that the word of God cancel everything. The word of God has uprooted anything in their life that's negative tonight in the name of Jesus. I thank you tonight, God, for your word moving speedily now, apprehending every negative thing that Satan has sent out against your people. I thank you tonight, God, that the Spirit of God is standing because he see us speaking the word of God that's bringing life, life to the hearers tonight, life to those who have an appointment with you divinely for this particular time, this particular dispensation, that this word tonight attach yourself to everything in their life, everything that's involved with their life, everything to impact their lives tonight. And God, I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, I stand on Matthew 10:26. I'm concerned about that family in Dallas, Father Jesus. I'm concerned about the young man that lost his life. In the name of Jesus, I send the word, Matthew 10:26, expose every hidden thing. God, you see who destroyed this young man's life. Expose every hidden thing. Expose every hidden thing. I send the word of God tonight to bring forth exposure in the name of Jesus. God, you can go into those hidden places, those things that's hid. You can expose every hidden thing. That young man have a family that's missing him. He has a life, oh God, that was snuffed out before time, snuffed by the enemy. In Jesus' name, expose every hidden thing. Matthew 10:26, go into Dallas. Go into the suburb. Go into the outline of Dallas. Expose tonight. Bring exposure, God. Avenge that man's blood. Avenge that man's blood in the name of Jesus. I stand on your word. I believe your word that the Spirit of God will bring exposure, Father. Expose and comfort this family in Jesus' name. And God, I thank you for it. And I praise you for it. For the spirit of exposure. Everything hidden. Holy Spirit, you expose every hidden thing. Father, bless your people this hour in the name of name of Jesus. Oh, bring an impact on their life that's good and not evil, that's for the betterment of their life, for their children, their grandchildren, their generation. In Jesus' name, every word that's been sent out against their children, things they may have spoken unwisely, that helped restore their children, restore their husbands and their wives, restore their finances, restore their health by a spoken word, a word that bring life and medicine tonight. And I stand believing and I stand decreeing that the Spirit of God go into the house of God and begin to stir men's and women's of God, their soul of soul, for money, stuff, and thing, and refuse to preach the true gospel. Oh, God, begin to shake their beds tonight. Begin to shake them in their sleep. Shake them as they eat, who have sold out for filthy lucre. It's a stumbling block to your people. Shake them tonight in Jesus' name. Shake them in their empire. Shake them in their goodly houses. Shake them in their fabulous cars. Shake them tonight in Jesus' name, that the spirit of humility would take them over, where they have concern and compassion as Jesus for healing and deliverance to come out of their mouths again. Let them go back to the horns of the altar tonight, Father. And I'm thanking you for a shaking, for movement, God. We need a movement in the gospel. And I thank you, Father Jesus, for a movement in the gospel by the Holy Ghost. And I praise you for it. In Jesus' name, be encouraged, thanks to God. Thank God for the change. Thank God for the great impact that God has silenced every dreadful word that has brought despair in your life tonight. This is your appointed time. This is your season. This is the time that God said it's time for dispensation. And nothing can stop it but your unbelief. Believe God. Believe the miracle working hands of the Messiah. Stand. I don't care what you don't see. What you don't feel has nothing to do with what God's will for your life tonight. Believe, believe, believe. Be encouraged in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Up and go to the church again. No one but you know all the issues that I struggle with. No brotherhood, no bonds, ain't got no real friends. Been raised up praying, singing songs and passive listening to preachers telling me about righteousness and wage of sin. They say your spirit will always show me just what to do. Don't understand, is it me? Am I missing you? I've been going through long enough, trying to wear a smile, but I can't even hold it up. Not afraid to walk alone, but I need some love. God, my heart is crying out, I'm yearning for your touch. Distractions of this world, the woman, money, yes, it's true. Pressure to measure up the standards that I know ain't real. Got the job in school, he said, I know the deal. Put his hand on my shoulder and he said, just pray with me. I said, I did that, brother, nothing changes, can't you see? I need a brother who is willing just to walk with me. Ramadan, I'm mentor, accountability. I've been going through this long enough, trying to wear a smile, but I can't even hold it up. Not afraid to walk alone, but I need some love. God, my heart is crying out, I'm yearning for your touch.
Been listening to Breaking Chains with God's Prayer House on YAP Radio, where we give praise and worship to the Lord and bring the Word of God. You can call in your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 every Tuesday and catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAP Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.